I just wish I knew more about guns.
Can we have a civil conversation about firearms?
I'm pro Second Amendment, all the way. I have kids. Can I have guns in the house?
Guns? Let's talk.
Absolutely, let's talk. Welcome back to Gun Freedom Radio, where we engage, we educate, and we inform. We are sponsored by azfirearms.com, the biggest little gun shop in Arizona. And you are coming back to our second hour.
Yay.
Yay. And we have quite the hour that we have actually been waiting for. I'm so excited about our next guest. Our last guests were amazing as well. But our next guest, you've probably heard him. If you listen to any talk radio about guns, or if you read anything related to guns, you probably know this man's voice or his writing style. But Rob Morse is coming on, and he's the co-host of the Polite Society podcast. He contributes to Ken Blanchard's Black Man with a Gun podcast. He's even on Lock and Load Radio sometimes, as well as Armed American Radio. He writes his own blog called Slow Facts. I got it right that time. I hear you laughing, Rob. And he was clever enough to grab up the WordPress site Every Town for Gun Safety, which is part of the Bloomberg wheelhouse. And if that's not enough, he is literally, you are literally a nuclear engineer. Is that right, Rob?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome
to Split Atoms for Fun.
Used to split atoms for fun. I love it. Well, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you on. We met at the GRPC here in Phoenix a few months back, and I'm just so impressed with how prolific you are. You write, I think you write four blogs a day.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
No, that's the amount of customers that you make happy in an hour. No, I don't write quite that fast.
Well, I love everything you write. When we were talking about bringing you on, I literally, didn't I? I said, what do you want to talk about? Because I can't decide. Your blog is like, yes, that title, absolutely. Let's talk about that and those three things. So I just said, Rob, what do you want to talk about?
Well, given the politics these days, given what our government has done, given what our government has done to firearms owners, there's plenty for us to talk about.
Absolutely. And you just recently did another interview that you kind of brought in front of my eyes and my ears, called Challenging Opinions with a William Campbell.
Right. He's a Brit. He now lives in Germany. He wanted to be controversial. We spoke about armed self-defense in the United States, and it was as if we were talking about real unicorns. The guy could hardly believe that armed Americans are responsible with a firearm. They protect themselves and those they love. They even protect strangers sometimes. And
imagine.
He goes, well, I don't read about it. And I said, I believe you. But now you're describing the media, not what happens.
Rob, I listened to that, and I'll tell you, I would be afraid to disagree with you on anything. You did that so well. That is something that every person on this earth should listen to. That interview was amazing.
Rob knows his stuff.
Well, thank you. Now, Dan, if I walked in and had a question about firearms, you handle them every day.
Right.
You have years of experience handling them. So if I ask a gun question, you've probably seen that question before, if not experienced what I'm talking about.
Right.
So when it comes to recent firearms history, we research it every day. We put it together in a two-hour podcast every week.
As part of the Polite Society podcast.
That's the one, yes.
Gotcha. And so, yeah, that's just very top of mind for you. And I wish it was more top of mind for the average consumer of what we like to call mass media or popular media or mainstream media, right? Well,
but think of it. There's a gun in one out of every three homes.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we go to Dan and Cheryl at their gun store to learn more because you handle thousands of customers and thousands of firearms.
Mm-hmm.
You have many lifetimes of experience. What did William bring? He is an acute consumer of media.
Right.
He studies it. But where now, if there's a mass shooting, it's a worldwide news event. Mm-hmm. We'll see it hour after hour, day after day.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen about, well, we just looked up the numbers. Last month, there were 21 examples of armed self-defense. We cover a few of them in our podcast. Thank you so much for covering them on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you read about them?
I had to go to Facebook. I mean, it's kind of a silly thing, I think, but I go to Facebook and I just kind of troll all the different local news stations and try to find examples, because you're not going to find it on the big ones.
We have to dig.
Ones.
We have to dig for them. I mean, you have to dig deep. And to be honest, a lot of them we get by accident.
Well, and you and I, Inside Baseball, can talk about where to dig, where the mother load is hidden. But what does that do to the average guy who's flipping through the front page or scanning Google News before he gets to the sports scores? Mm-hmm. He'll never see them. Right. He'll hear the bad news about guns. Hillary Clinton will lie to him and say that there were 33,000 honest Americans gunned down every year. It's a lie. The CDC, Center for Disease Control, calls her a liar. But who will call her a lie? Who will call her a liar in the media?
Well, I like what you wrote here just when we were sharing notes back and forth preparing for the show, and you said there is a bias of silence in the media.
There absolutely is.
I love that phrasing.
Well, if I tell you the media is a bunch of carnival barkers who gets their hair styled very well and dresses up in nice clothes.
But what
clothes.
Do you really feel, Rob?
yeah.
But Rob, why can't they talk about the good positive sides of guns and do the same results?
That's a fascinating question. Well, we see some that do. You do.
Mm-hmm.
A.W.R. Hawkins does. Mm-hmm. Emily Miller does. Dana Loesch does.
Yes.
John Stossel will tell you the truth. But a lot of other journalists find it easier to scream Chicken Little.
Mm.
It's easier for them to sensationalize the bad news than come anywhere near telling you the truth.
So it's something like the low-hanging fruit, like it's easier to tell a story when there's a clear-cut bad guy?
Yes.
Versus here's somebody that protected themselves. Were they doing the right thing or were they not doing the right thing? Is that just too hard to tell?
Yes, I think it's a harder story to tell. Here's why your listeners and our listeners love it, though. They know they're not a terrorist. They don't know how to protect their own family and friends. They're hungry for that. You know, you listened. I bet it's your responsible gun ownership segment that gets you the most feedback every week, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
They're hunkered. Look, if we're telling the listeners something that makes profound sense to them, because they know themselves, they know their neighbors have guns, they know they are responsible with them, as are their neighbors. And to sit there and say that gun owners are horrible monsters doesn't match the reality they see every day. It doesn't match what they see at a gun show, at a gun store, at a gun range.
Well, Rob, when I get up in the morning and I hear bad news, I have a bad mood all day. And when I hear a good story about whether it's a police department or a person that defends himself with a gun, I live with that all day and I'm excited about it.
Right.
What are they trying to do? They're trying to drive us down?
Yes. A bunch of things. One, they barely believe we exist.
Right.
I mean,
and who's,
they're very,
can I just
go ahead,
say,
Cheryl?
Whose fault is that? And fault is a heavy word. But if there are so many firearms owners in this country, and we know there are, why are we even tolerating the fact that the media does what they do and that they pretend like we don't exist? And if we do exist, we're all a bunch of, Bible-hugging, gun-squeezing, I don't know what we are, but we're nothing that's admirable. Why
right.
do we even stand for that?
Well, you and I don't. We largely turn off the mainstream media. More and more, alternative media is how we find out what's going on in the world. Do you remember even back in Gulf Wars 1 and 2, we could get soldiers blogging or friends who had relatives overseas. We trusted 100 first-person stories more than we trusted what the mainstream media told us.
That's a great point.
So I think news is in the process of changing. You see the large news organizations shrink year after year. More and more news is going online. More advertising is going online. And tell me, if you want to know about what's going on, you can pretty much ask somebody local. If you want to know what the weather really is like someplace because you've heard about storms, you'll just go check your friends there and see what they posted. And, oh, it's not as bad as we were told.
It's going to become maybe more one-on-one, and I think that that can only be a good thing because it's too prepackaged nowadays, at least for me, and I know it is for you because you're a thinker. You know, you want to make up your own mind about things. Don't tell me it was a terrible accident. Just tell me what happened with the accident. Let me decide how I feel about it. Let me decide if it was terrible or tragic or whatever. Am I right?
I think you've touched on it exactly. We want to be respected by the news rather than talked down to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that that's going to happen anytime soon, but I do kind of like the way that the winds are blowing and your take on it, that we are able to connect one-on-one through social media. The world's becoming a smaller, smaller place, so we can reach out to somebody that's in that space and go, you know, are you being affected by the tornado? Are you, you know, did you hear about? Go ahead.
Cheryl and Dan, can we back up half a step?
We can. We're going to have to break in just a sec. I just want to make you aware, but go ahead.
You covered that issue earlier when you said you're seeing more and more women and you had some secret shoppers in your store. Mm-hmm. You know you have to speak to them as adults, listen to their concerns, and answer them directly without condescension.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And But how do we get that message to the media?
Well, you know, Rob, I tell you, I don't think I can watch the news anymore because you just told me they talked down to us and you were correct. And I just never thought about that.
Yeah.
I hate the news now. You know, it's just, I don't want to be talked down to when I'm watching the news.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to commercial, but we're holding Rob over, so don't move a muscle. We've got a lot more to come back to. And I want you to talk when we come back, Rob, about things being defined out of existence. So stick with us and find out what that's about.
Bill Bennett likes the shakeup at the RNC.
They're going to shake up the staff and do better on these debates. Ted Cruz is asking a perfectly reasonable question, which is, you know, you can't participate in one of these debates unless you have voted in a Republican primary. You could say it's a requirement for the Democrat debate, too, but it wouldn't need to be. All these people have voted in Democrat primaries.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America, weekday mornings at 4, right before Mike Gallagher at 7, on Intelligent Talk 960, The Patriot.
For straight shooting, look to the biggest little gun shop in the West, azfirearms.com, where they have everything you need to be a safe and responsible gun owner. Huge selection and a friendly and knowledgeable staff. They're my nationwide hometown gun shop, and you should make it yours, too. And when you go, tell them old Don Collier sent you.
Come in for AZ Firearms' huge gun buying event taking place now until the end of the month. From single items to entire collections, AZ Firearms pays you the highest values for your guns. Long guns, handguns, military, Western, even your old brass and ammo. We buy it all. Find us online at azfirearms.com. That's azfirearms.com. Or visit us off I-10 at Dysart Road at 215 Western Avenue in historic Avondale. Don't miss the AZ Firearms huge gun buying event now through the end of the month. Check us out online at azfirearms.com or stop on by AZ Firearms, the largest small gun shop in Arizona.
There's always a moment of truth where I say, look, it's either put up or shut up. And it was time to put up. I had crossed that thin line. It was 100 plus degrees. We were hot. We were on fire. We were yelling our hearts out. You could feel the intensity rising. Even in our tiredness, even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I told myself, you can suck up the pain for another mile and a half, and you will be a Marine. Not many people believe that I could do it. I don't know where I got the energy from. I don't know where the pain went to. But all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
When you're working hard to beat debt, you got to think of creative ways to get your income up. Here's an idea. Sell some stuff at auction. Start with locally owned and operated potofgoldestate.com. The owners, Dan and Cheryl Todd, have over 60 years of combined experience in selling antiques, collectibles, guns, coins, and jewelry. And over their many years in business, they've earned the trust of hundreds just like you. Whether you're saving for a rainy day emergency fund or paying down debt, let potofgoldestate.com help you get the extra cash you need. Potofgoldestate.com will purchase your items outright, or you can consign them to their twice a month online auction. Pot of Gold's nationwide online auction is a great place to get top dollar for your collectibles. They specialize in everything from antiques, household items, to cars, boats, guns, and more at potofgoldestate.com. Or visit them off I-10 and Dysart Road in historic Avondale for some live auction action. For more, visit potofgoldestate.com. Potofgoldestate.com.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sandy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Gun Freedom Radio, where we engage, educate, and inform. We are sponsored by azfirearms.com, the biggest little gun shop in Arizona. And we have with us on the line Rob Morse, who is a podcaster. He is a blog writer. His own blog is Slow Facts Blog, because he said that... How do you phrase that, Rob? Information comes fast, but you tell me what your phrase is.
Fast opinions come and go on the internet.
Yeah.
Here are the slow facts.
The slow facts. I love that. So we're talking about media bias and how it affects us not only inside the U.S., but also how it causes us to be viewed across the globe. And in the previous segment, we talked about an interview that you had granted, Rob, to a podcast in the U.K., and how the host, his beliefs, I mean, they were beliefs. It was like a core part of his mindset were that, I'll let you tell us what they were. But they were slanted. But in this segment, we talk more about how those opinions are formed and how certain journalists engage in activism through their news, with air quotes, articles.
Yes.
A twist on a phrase, they omit a detail here, and so forth, and they paint a reality. They don't just present reality, they paint reality the way that they see it, and what a disservice that ultimately is to all of us.
Yeah, who knew that the news we saw and listened to was being photoshopped quite that much?
Oh, I like that. Exactly, because that, exactly, they trim a little here, right? They embellish a little there.
What? Yeah, I don't look nearly this good on TV.
Would that be audio shopped instead of Photoshop?
You and I both have a face for radio.
Me too.
Mr. Campbell asked me why he'd never heard about a civilian stopping mass murder. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, okay. I gave him some half dozen examples. Mm-hmm. And he came back and said, whoa, wait a minute. Those aren't mass murders. I said, well, yeah, you're right. It's a mass murder that never happened. Mm-hmm. So by definition, and this is how I believe the FBI determines when a mass murder event happened, four individuals are shot by one person or group at the same location. And it turns out if you and I are there, mm-hmm. it's really pretty simple. We hear bang. Mm-hmm. We turn around. We go, what happened? We see it happened again. And then we stop it. Mm-hmm. Dozens and dozens of times that's what's happened. And I want to highlight that word dozen. The real numbers are that if you and I are there, a little over two people will be killed. Mm-hmm. If we're not there and we wait for the police, a dozen more people will die.
Mm-hmm. Rob, I don't understand that. They'll say that's not a mass murder, but yet if a guy robs a bank and they stop him in the bank, he still robbed the bank.
Well, right? It was attempted robbery. So, okay, what we really want to talk about then isn't mass murders, but attempted mass murders. Right. Gotcha. And those are different statistics.
All right. So, go ahead.
Now, Cheryl, there's one part too. Suppose it happened in a school, and except for some states, someone said, why wasn't there an armed civilian there? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, because it's a quote unquote, air quote, gun-free zone.
Exactly.
Was it really a gun-free zone when the bad guy came in with a, what was it? It was a gun.
Evidently, the plastic sign wasn't working that day.
Apparently not. Yeah. So I just want to take one step back for our listening audience.
Sure.
When you refer to if you or I were there, that the statistics change and the amount of people that the bad guy is able to harm.
Dramatic.
When you say you or I, you're talking about responsibly armed citizens. Right?
Licensed concealed carry holders.
And you yourself are a firearms instructor.
Yes. So NRA, basic pistol.
So you are talking within your wheelhouse, within your degree of knowledge. You know, you're not just grabbing this out of the air. And so what you're saying is that, okay, bad guy walks into a crowded place. He kills one person. That's not a mass murder. He kills two people. That's not a mass murder. He kills three. Not a mass murder. Four, suddenly now it's a mass murder, right?
Yes. According to the FBI statistics, that's how they divide it up, yes.
Now, if there's not one of us there, a concealed carry holder, responsibly armed citizen,
then, a licensed good guy.
Thank you. Then there's number five that he shoots, six, seven, eight. The statistic goes up to the average is about 14 that gets killed by this bad guy, right?
Yep. Before the police arrive to stop him. Yep.
But if we go back and there is someone like us there, responsibly armed, then he gets to about two, maybe three people. And now we have engaged this person. Sometimes we don't even have to fire a shot, right? Just our very presence, just the threat to that person that they're going to be met with equal or greater resistance stops it in its tracks.
It's amazing, and I don't understand why, but I can report the news. All these mass murderers don't get into protracted gun battles with either police or concealed carriers. When they're faced with armed opposition, they either surrender or take their own lives. I don't know why, but that's what it looks like.
And that's why you have said that the good guy with the gun, the responsibly armed citizen stopping a mass murder, is defined out of existence, right?
Yep.
Because we stop that person before it reaches that technical term of four people and therefore a mass shooting. Am I right?
Right. We don't save the fifth person. We save the third. And therefore, according to the FBI statistics, the mass murder never happened.
I could never just understand this. Why do we do that? Why isn't it a good thing when somebody stops a crime?
It's a great thing, but it makes it harder to categorize.
Dan brought something up off the air about you see an accident that is a fiery blaze. Go
right.
with that.
You see an accident, there's a fire, you pull over, you pull somebody out of the car, you're a hero, you're on all the local TV channels, everything's, you know, you're a hero. What is the difference between that and me say a person saving somebody that's using a gun in a crime? What's the difference?
You would think that we would have hero stories every night.
We do. You cover them and we cover them. I don't know why the media doesn't cover them. I can't tell you.
Well,
we do see that they don't. I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Exactly. We definitely see the absence thereof. We're getting ready to run to commercial again, and we're going to hold you over if you still got time for us.
It'd be fun.
Absolutely. because I've got a friend that is in the media, and he does not like the term mainstream media. He grates against it. He thinks that it's a misnomer. And so I've started using the term activism journalists, activist journalism, that sort of thing. And when we come back, maybe you speak to that a little bit, and you tell me if you think that there's a key difference in that, or how we've shifted so far from, you know, Walter Cronkite, who was just telling us the news as it happened, to now everything being photoshopped, as you say. So stick through the break with us. We've got a lot more coming up with Rob Morse of Slow Facts Blog. And we also have Dan's Tip of the Week with his new theme music connected to it.
What?
Stick around.
Hi, folks. I'm Don Carter. If you're looking for the biggest little gun shop in the West, look to azfirearms.com. They have 1,100 guns in stock and a knowledgeable staff to help you find just the right firearm for you. azfirearms.com is my nationwide hometown gun shop, and you should make it yours, too.
Come in for AZ Firearms' huge gun buying event taking place now until the end of the month. From single items to entire collections, AZ Firearms pays you the highest values for your guns. Long guns, handguns, military, Western, even your old brass and ammo. We buy it all. Find us online at azfirearms.com. That's azfirearms.com. Or visit us off I-10 at Dysart Road at 215 Western Avenue in historic Avondale. Don't miss the AZ Firearms huge gun buying event now through the end of the month. Check us out online at azfirearms.com or stop on by AZ Firearms, the largest small gun shop in Arizona.
The future of freedom is now, and there's one person unafraid to take us there.
It is the Chamber of Commerce. It is Wall Street. It is the wealthy donors who have a very particular and small group of concerns that 80% of Americans could not care less about.
Ann Coulter.
Democrats should go for the novelty candidates. Republicans shouldn't be wasting their time on someone who isn't going to be the nominee.
Where is America headed, and how did we get here? Ann Coulter and Hugh Hewitt, a special one-night event, including a special Q&A panel of Arizona congressional leaders, moderated by Hugh Hewitt and Arizona Republican Chairman Robert Graham.
I have not had this much hope for America since 2012.
November 12th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at 960thepatriot.com. The biggest political event of 2015, the Future of Freedom Tour, sponsored by Guns Etc. On sale now at 960thepatriot.com.
God hasn't given up on America yet.
Hey everybody, this is Joey Rocket Shoes Dillon, world champion gunslinger and Hollywood gun coach. In the Westerns, there's always a good guy and a bad guy, and sometimes the ugly guy. And I always root for the good guy, which is why I'm here to tell you about the good folks over at azfirearms.com. They are straight shooters and always give you the best deal in town. azfirearms.com is the biggest little gun shop in Arizona and have something for every single gun enthusiast. Long guns, pistols, hunting, military, law enforcement, home protection, you name it. And when you've got some guns to sell or trade in and trade up, azfirearms.com are the folks to see. Geez, they bought a cannon once. They are family-owned and operated, friendly staff, courteous, totally reliable. azfirearms.com will give you the best value for your used guns. So stop in, see my friends Dan and Cheryl Todd at azfirearms.com in Old Town Avondale off the I-10 and Dysart Road, and tell them Joey Rocket Shoes Dillon sent you.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
Summer isn't fun when you're hungry.
If only I had a big test today.
Or a book report to give.
Give me a math quiz.
Give me some homework.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I'll keep my desk real clean.
So they can stop worrying about food. Start focusing on fun.
I'll do extra homework.
I'll clean the class pet's cage.
I'll skip recess.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
School might end, but free lunches don't have to. Find your local Feeding America food bank for help. Together, we're feeding America.
Contact St. Mary's Food Bank Alliance at 602-242-FOOD. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Gun Freedom Radio, where we engage, educate, and inform. We're sponsored by azfirearms.com, the biggest little gun shop in Arizona. And we've been talking with Rob Morse, who is a blogger of Slow Facts blog, as well as the co-host of the Polite Society podcast. And we've been talking about challenging opinions with Rob, especially when those opinions are born out of misinformation published by activism journalists who supply incorrect or incomplete information, which at best is causing ignorance, is caused by ignorance of the facts, and at worst is an agenda to vilify right. things or people who they see as undesirable and create division rather than inform the reader. Welcome back, Rob.
Pleasure to be with you, Dan and Cheryl.
Absolutely. So we're talking about, you know, activist journalists, talking about media bias, and going back to the blog that you, or the interview that you had with the gentleman, William Campbell, on challenging opinions, you guys talked about a story about something that happened in World War II where people were defending themselves. And his point was, yeah, but they were defeated. So what did it matter?
Right. Yes. Ben Carson had said history might have been radically different if more Jews kept their arms. What I think Carson was bringing up was the fact that Jews were systematically disarmed before they were interned and murdered. Mm-hmm. In the case, what I brought up to Mr. Campbell was that in cases where they did revolt, mm-hmm. they actually closed the camps because they wanted to hide that the Nazis wanted to hide that fact.
Right.
They would rather shut it down and build a new one than let word get out that they that a revolt had let people escape, and that rebellion was an option.
Right.
Yeah. But I wanted to talk about journalists for a second, if we can.
Yeah.
Or did you have another question on that?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Think of how the journalist gets promoted. If he comes up with a groundbreaking story, that's almost not noteworthy. I mean, Cheryl Atkinson did it, right? Mm-hmm. She found scandal in Washington. You know, the editor wasn't really interested in that scandal. Literally, to progress in their career, they have to cover a story that all the other media outlets cover. They just have to do it a little better. Then they can say, hi, see, I got you the extra ratings compared to that other channel. And right. these reporters don't cover firearms issues for a number of reasons, mostly ignorance. Mm-hmm. In some cases, it's not ignorance. You know, Jake Tapper, for example, is CNN's chief correspondent in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Jake worked for Handgun Control, Inc. Think he brought a bias with him?
Gee,
when he
let me think.
Hmm. I haven't met a journalist who said, yeah, I used to sell guns at a gun shop and then I went into journalism.
But maybe I need that job. Maybe. Do you think they'd hire me? No. Not a chance.
Well, some would. It depends on the editor, the station manager, and that's changing. We're seeing here. Who thought that we would have Gun Freedom Radio 10 years ago?
Well, that's the truth, right? Right? Or would there even be such a need for it?
And yes.
Because it was kind of born out of this need to speak to the other side of things, really, in a logical, calm fashion.
Let me ask you this question. You're now prominent. Mm-hmm. Have you invited the reporters and station managers to come to a fun shoot with you?
You know, a couple of the local stations, we've thrown that out there. We haven't been met with resistance. Usually people raise an eyebrow like, ooh, that could be fun. And it could be a challenging thing to any preconceived notions they have. So we just need to follow through on it. I love
that. And what they're going to, they expect you to throw a big gun in your hand and you're going to say, whoa, whoa, we're going to start off before we get anywhere near a piece of steel. We have to make sure you're safe.
Right.
Rob, and so
they
have to go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm out of time and I have to wrap up with you and I want people to know how to find you. So please tell us all the different ways people can follow you because I know you got a lot of new fans.
You can always find my writing at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I'm also on Amoland and at Clash Daily. Once a week, we put out a podcast called The Polite Society Podcast. We're on the normal podcast aggregators.
Awesome. Thank you, Rob, so much. We are having you back if you'll come.
Anytime you call.
Thank you, Rob.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The Seth Leibson Show, where it's principles, not politics.
Is there not a difference between a man with a gun who enters your house at night and wants to shoot you, and you who may be armed and shoot him first? Same kind of weapon, same kind of bullet, different ends. If you don't understand the ends of your violence, you will never be able to have a moral discussion of war. You will never be able to talk about just war theory, the justice in going to war, and the justice of what you do in war.
Weekdays from 10 to midnight on 960 The Patriot.
Hey ladies, Cheryl Todd here from azfirearms.com. Many of us ladies are taking the important step of becoming responsibly armed, but it can be an intimidating process. And with all the politics swirling, a first-time gun buyer, whether a guy or a lady, might feel uncertain about where to begin and who to trust. At azfirearms.com, we are a small, friendly, family-owned shop that specializes in first-time gun buyers. We are staffed with knowledgeable people who are ready to help answer all of your questions. My husband Dan and I pride ourselves on having a safe, no-pressure environment. Once you have decided on a purchase, azfirearms.com partners with professional firearms instructors who will train you to become a responsible, safe, prepared, and proficient gun owner. So ladies and gents, when you are looking for personalized service and a huge selection, come to azfirearms.com in Old Town Avondale off the I-10 and Dysart Road or visit us on the web at azfirearms.com.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
When you're working hard to beat debt, you got to think of creative ways to get your income up. Here's an idea. Sell some stuff at auction. Start with locally owned and operated potofgoldestate.com. The owners, Dan and Cheryl Todd, have over 60 years of combined experience in selling antiques, collectibles, guns, coins, and jewelry. And over their many years in business, they've earned the trust of hundreds just like you. Whether you're saving for a rainy day emergency fund or paying down debt, let potofgoldestate.com help you get the extra cash you need. Potofgoldestate.com will purchase your items outright, or you can consign them to their twice-a-month online auction. Pot of Gold's nationwide online auction is a great place to get top dollar for your collectibles. They specialize in everything from antiques, household items, to cars, boats, guns, and more at potofgoldestate.com. Or visit them off I-10 and Dysart Road in historic Avondale for some live auction action. For more, visit potofgoldestate.com. Potofgoldestate.com.
This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. You've never done anything so hard in your life. You don't understand how you can finish. It takes inner strength and desire to become a Marine. When I finished, I was like, I did it. The moment I will never forget.
is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me and said, "Good morning, Marine."
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Welcome back to a beautiful Saturday afternoon at Gun Freedom Radio, where we engage, we educate, we inform, and we are sponsored by AZFirearms.com, the biggest little gun shop in Arizona. And what an awesome chat we just had with Rob Morse. I hope you guys got to hear every second of that. But if not, be sure to check out our podcast. We always post it at gunfreedomradio.com. We also want to encourage tweets and Facebook questions. We're going to build into the show eventually where you can text in questions and that sort of thing, because we want to know what you're thinking. We really do. We want to bring your questions on the air. We need to know what's on your mind. We know what we're thinking. You know, we know the stories we read. We know the things that encourage us, the things that frustrate us out there in the media. But we want to know more about you. So send us a tweet or the question or a comment, praise or a criticism. We can handle it. Facebook message. You can also email us at Cheryl@gunfreedomradio.com. Actually, that should have been talk@gunfreedomradio.com. They'll both come to me. But yeah, reach out. Join the conversation, because you know what? We're listening. So, Dan, you're still here with us, aren't you?
I'm still here. And I can't get over that interview with Rob Morse. You know, listening to the webcast that they had with William Campbell, mm-hmm. and I was thinking about that, and I'm going, one of their stories was like 1,000 Jews that had firearms went up against 2,000 Germans, mm-hmm. and they all lost their lives. And this William Campbell said, "So what was the purpose of that? What good did that do?"
Right, like it served no purpose.
Right,
like
I'm thinking to myself, are there people that really think that when times get bad and people are pushing them to be killed just to give up? Who would do that?
You'd want fighting chance,
right,
of some sort.
Right, and you think, could I live with the fact that I just surrendered when I had the ability to fight, mm-hmm. and that my daughter was sent to a camp, separated from us, and I did nothing? I would rather die with honor. Mm-hmm. And think about the families that survived and would say, well, if my dad wouldn't have gave up his gun, mm-hmm. would he still be here today?
Well, and Rob also brought up Ben Carson, and I could not for the life of me understand how there was any firestorm connected, any backlash even possible with that. He basically just said that, you know, if the Jewish population had not been disarmed, they could have done something different, just something different, right? And it is not just a numbers game, you know. Okay, so what if you're outmanned? What if you're outgunned? It's not just, well, there's one of me and five of them or 100 of them, right? Because if there's one of me that's armed against 100 of them, and maybe I can just encourage the next person, right? Because
right.
Sometimes it's about morale. Well, sometimes it's about, you know, just knowing you've got some kind of a fighting chance, and that I'm not the only one. I'm not completely alone.
Right. Even if you're driving down the road and there's an accident and you were the first ones there and you just drive by, and then later in the news you find that this person died. I mean, what could I have done? Maybe there's something I could have done. It's going to be on your mind for the rest of your life.
Right.
Every time you think about a car accident, you're going to say, if I would have been there, maybe that person would have lived.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand that thinking. I would love to talk to William Campbell. He'd probably tear me up, but I really would like to talk to him, because I'd like to know where he's coming from when he thinks that it's for nothing to defend.
He's well informed, Rob was saying. He's well informed, but the information that he's getting is so incomplete or photoshopped, as we were saying.
Right.
You know, it's embellished here, it's trimmed there. And so it's really unfortunate because, you know, it kind of leaves him in a position of looking uninformed because he has such an incomplete view of things. But anyway, we could probably talk to Rob for days on end and not run out of awesome and interesting things to talk about. We're definitely going to have him back on. And I think we're going to be the guest of his show coming up fairly soon, the Polite Society podcast. So that'll be a fun time to revisit with him. But I want to tell everybody about how you, Dan, had the great privilege of taking a squadron of airmen and women out for a team building shoot, which basically is to say that a bunch of us got together and blew holes in the desert. But, you know, we call it a team building exercise to make it legitimate. But we took such fun toys out, some stuff that we actually sell, but quite a few things that are just part of the Danny Todd collection, as I like to call it.
Well, this was a non-profit type event. We just wanted to go out and have some fun, and we wanted to show the vets and the people that are in the military right now, thank you. And so we had the opportunity, I think it's the 62nd Airborne Squadron. They connected with us, and we decided to go out to way out 339th Avenue and blow some holes in the desert. And I'll tell you, there was 18 people there, and it was an honor to meet all of them. And we had such a good time. We shot vintage Thompson machine guns. The highlight of the show was the MG42 machine gun that sounds like unbelievable when you shoot it. And everybody wanted
sound effect.
I don't have it. That's it. You know, there's 100 rounds, but everybody had a good time. People that were familiar with guns, people that weren't familiar that much with guns, but we got to shoot so much, and everybody had such a great time. I felt like I was on top of the Empire State Building when they left, because everybody was so thankful, and it was just such an honor to be able to. Brighten their day.
Yeah, well, not everybody will ever even have a chance to shoot some of the stuff right. that you took out. And it's, you know, it's a part of our history. It's a part of our American culture. And it was done in a very safe and respectful and responsible way. And I just think that that's going to be something they probably remember for all time. And when they get back to the base, there's probably going to be a lot of green faces of envy that they didn't get a chance to go. But a particular gun you were going to kind of review for us today, the 9mm belt-fed, right?
Yes. I mean, who had ever thought there could be a 9mm belt-fed? Freedom Ordnance contacted me about a month or so ago, and they told me about this new upper that they were building, and I want to be one of the first kids on the block to have that. So they sent it to me. It's a Freedom Ordnance FM9, 9mm belt-fed gun. They're disintegrating clips, so that means that when you shoot the gun, the clips, which
they
are
disengaged,
they disengage from it. So it takes a little while to load the belt, but once you get it loaded, you put it in the bag, and it attaches to the AR-15 and or to an M16, and it is so fun. I give that 5 stars out of 5.
Wow.
The only negative I had was because of me not knowing how to operate the firearm at first, because it is new technology. I did have a little bit of trouble with the first 3 or 4 rounds because I wasn't feeding it properly to get it started. Other than that, it shot the 100 rounds with no problems at all. I kicked myself that I didn't bring a full auto lower for it so we could shoot it full auto. But you can go to our website, or not our website, but our
Facebook page,
and see a clip of this gun shooting in full auto. It is awesome. Everybody's going to want one. I'll have one at the SAR show that's coming up in December so that you can take a firsthand look at it. It is nothing but high quality. We shot junk ammo through it. The gun just performed like nothing I've ever seen before. 5 stars.
5 stars. Yeah, but then who gets to load that belt? That's how many rounds does the belt hold?
Well, Cheryl, I don't know if you know this, but that's why we're married.
Oh, okay. We're gonna talk about that off the air.
You know, while the kids are watching TV, they can load it while they're watching TV, or you can, you know, tell them they have to do this after their chores. It's a new chore that they have, but they you know, you can buy extra belts. They're very inexpensive for the belts. You can buy extra bags. They have a short barrel for NFA guns. They have a long barrel for regular folks that don't have the tax stamp. Super simple gun, and you're going to love it. It's just really cool.
So the Freedom Ordnance is the manufacturer.
Right.
Right. And are we carrying them, or is this a Danny Todd collection?
No, we're going to be carrying them. This was a sample to try out. I mean, it is that gun is going to be sold. We did buy it. But I wanted to do a good review on the gun and make sure it worked right before I offered that to our customers. I don't want to sell something that was going to give us trouble.
Yeah,
gun's not going to be
trouble. That's what he tells the wife. I have to try it, honey, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how this works?
Well, both. That too, but I'm sold on the gun. I see no problems with it. Please contact the store if you'd like to take a look at it. It's at the store now, and we'll be glad to show it to you. It is nothing like what you've ever owned before.
Well, I think that's going to be a fun thing to post up on the Facebook page, that not only the video of you guys shooting it, but also the one straight from Freedom Ordnance, because they have it at full auto, and they show replacing the barrel with the 11-inch down to up to the 16.
Right.
And how quick and efficient they are. We struggled a little bit with it, but, you know, it was our first time. I'm sure they practiced a bunch of times before they turned the camera on. But it's an amazing piece of equipment, and it's really exciting to have. But you know what time it is now, Dan?
What time is it, Cheryl?
It is time to hear your new theme music for Dan's Tip of the Week. Are you ready?
Now, I really don't know what this is, so I don't – you know what, everyone – I don't know what we're getting into.
I'm going to quiz you. I'm going to ask you if you recognize this. All right, here is Dan's new theme music for Dan's Tip of the Week.
No. Oh, that's me playing that stupid little organ or what? I don't know. What is
it? No, that would have been even better. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you can't have a musical instrument around Dan because he just has a knack for being able to pick it up and play it. But it's the repetitiveness and the, oh man. So yeah, that would have been great because recently he was playing with a new musical instrument. That's from Greece. That's the PA system. That's the principal getting ready to do her announcements for the day, and her assistant who just wants to hit that extra little note. You don't remember?
Cheryl, I have lived, well, let's say this. I saw Greece and I've lived half my life over since that time. I don't know what to tell you the year.
You've been misspending your life.
But
you have to see that once a year, whether you need it or not.
I heard that Greece was the word.
It is? Well, that you remember.
That I remember.
Right? All right. What is your tip of the week?
Well, it's good. We went shooting yesterday, so just kind of think about it. Keeping your area clean. You know, we took some things out to shoot, but we picked them up. Plus, we picked up a few other things, too, just to make it look better out there. So clean up after yourself when you shoot, respect the land, and think about others.
I think that's a great tip. That's so good. I think we're going to play that music one more time. Can't play the music one more time.
We'll
have to get you your own little xylophone in here, and then I'll regret it. But I like it. No?
I'm not sure. I have to think about it a while.
I like it. All right. Well, I can't believe that was 2 hours. I feel like we just sat down and said hello. And now we get to run off and do a fundraising auction for Tread Lightly, who is connected with the Arizona Fish and Game.
Oh, that's right.
That's out at Ben Avery. We're going to head out there and have some dinner. And
a lot of raffles, right? There's
a lot of. And there's a portion of it that's going to be on our Pot of Gold auction site, potofgoldestate.com. So you can look that up because there's a hunt on there. There's a set of tires, I think, somebody donated. New, of course. And a couple of firearms. It's pretty good stuff. And then tomorrow, of course, we've got the Honor Walk. Don't forget about that. And you know what? Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, let us know what you're thinking, and until next week, pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, and be good to each other. Have a great week, and God bless.